Hello, my name is Alison Summers. This is an extract from my story, The Department for Recycled Men. The plague that swept through the computer industry damaged all of its employees, but men were particularly badly affected. When I first started work in the Department for Recycled Men, I used to process about 20 donations per week. But after the plague, the numbers increased so much that I had to employ two assistants. The work isn't arduous, just time-consuming, and you must have an eye for detail. In pre-plague days, customers were less fussy. They would hand over their donation and say things like, "Would you just check to see if he's still alive? He hasn't said anything for weeks." Occasionally, they sent in a donation for a bit of rehab. If we weren't able to separate the donation from his mobile phone by the end of the week, a customer would usually let us keep him, and we sent him to charity. The charities were ruthless. They used our addict donations for spare parts, so it was always a hard decision. I take a great pride in my work. At the end of the day, there are few things more rewarding than a room full of recycled men. No day is ever the same. You wouldn't believe the variety we get here. Of course, sometimes people abuse the system. I've had people turning up with bag ladies and tramps, pretending they found them slumped at their computer desk in the office. It's the reward system that makes things difficult. When plague-inflicted workers have no family or friends, more common than you might think, the government gives a small cash bonus to the person who donates them to us. It keeps the recycling flow regular and can add up to a nice little earner in large cities. But I can't do anything with a bag lady or a tramp. They just don't fit into the system. The best donations come into us a wee bit stunned and usually non-verbal. The first thing that happens is we pop them under the power shower for about 10 minutes. Then, depending on what the customer has asked for, we give them a haircut, a waxing if needed, and my assistant sorts out some new clothes for them. Men who come in wearing beige cords 6 inches above their ankles, a harlequin tank top over a striped polo shirt, and sandals with ribbed grey socks can be transformed by the application of proper fitting jeans, white shirt, black socks, loafers, and a nice leather jacket. Obviously, we can't do much about the body that's donated, but it's fascinating watching the donation's posture and facial expression change when they see their new coverings. That's all just cosmetic, though. The recycling begins in earnest in the basement. It's soundproofed down there.